All right, hello everybody. This is Richard Carafell from Agility, and welcome to PR Profiles, a podcast and video series where we chat with experts in the PR and communications industry, because we think PR is the most formidable, dynamic, and rewarding field there is. And we want to introduce you some of our favorite powerhouses in the industry. And today we're speaking with Ewan Tron, Senior Vice President of PR Operations at Sage Communications. Hello, Ewan. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Richard. Good to see you, Dan.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. Now, as a 20-plus year PR pro, Ewan's experience spans startups, Fortune 500 companies, universities, government agencies, associations, nonprofits, and more. She's directed communications campaigns for USDA, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Fortinet, Salesforce, and others. And several of her campaigns have been recognized by the PRSA Anvil Awards, the IABC Silver Inkwell Awards, and American Marketing Association, M Awards. Most recently, she was included among PR News's 2019 Top Women in PR for her leadership and client successes. All right, so welcome to the show, Ewan, and we'll just get started here. I'll jump right in with the first question. Now, your educational background began in chemical engineering, and it's always very interesting when students or professionals in those empirical fields find their way to communications. Can you tell us what led you from the sciences to PR, and what did you learn in engineering along the way that you were able to bring over to your PR approach?
Sure. So I took what I call a non-traditional path to high tech and public sector PR. Growing up, I always dreamed of being a scientist or engineer. I started off as a chemical engineering major at the University of Texas at Austin. And a life-altering experience with cancer actually prompted me to reconsider what I really wanted to do in my career. I wasn't enjoying my classes. I was having trouble with them. And I was loving my extracurricular activities. I was involved in what was called the Texas Union Council, which is the student government of a version at UT. And I was planning fundraisers and organizing community events. A fellow council member turned me to PR. I had no idea that it was a viable field and what it entailed, but changing course was the best decision that I ever made. Because at Sage, I find that I'm intellectually challenged every day. I get to indulge my curiosity about science and technology. And I'm not too far from the engineering field. I get to work with some of the most clever engineering, business, and scientific minds, in the world right now, because we do specialize in high tech PR.
That is true. Yeah. So there is a bit of a crossover there with your clientele, and you kind of bring that perspective into focus a little bit more, maybe, than some others could. Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Ewan. Now, in a previous conversation with Agility, you have said that companies often assume the public sector is like any other vertical, and that this misperception often leads to organizational misalignment, as well as culture shock, market missteps that can be costly to a brand's reputation and its relationships. And so with government trust at an all-time low, how do you think PR can help close those gaps in perception?
Yes, so companies do make that common mistake, and they do assume that the public sector is like any other vertical. But the federal government in itself is known as Fortune One. It has the buying power that eclipses all other enterprises out there, and it operates in vastly different ways. So for example, within public sector, which encompasses federal market, state and local, defense, intel and education, it's unique in everything from how government buys to who's involved in the buying decisions, what companies can sell and products and services, the standards and the policies, the ethics, the rules that govern that ecosystem, that space, differs vastly from the commercial market. And when companies make assumptions that it is very much like the commercial market, they make marketing and PR decisions that could be costly to their reputation, to the relationship that they're looking to build with those audiences, because it doesn't engender trust. Doesn't show that they know that market. The role that PR can play, PR can really help close those gaps by educating people about the critical role that government plays in our lives, in the economy, in society. With government trust at an all-time low, the time is now for us to close those gaps, to in perception and in broadened awareness of this vibrant, mission-driven sector as a viable career path for not just seasoned peer professionals, but rising peer professionals as well. Those who are in adjacent segments, such as public affairs or markets that are regulated, such as healthcare and such, there are some shared aspects that do allow them to be able to transfer those related skills over to the public sector market. One thing that I'd like to kind of point out is that every billion-dollar company that exists out there is likely formed on an innovation that was made possible by government funding. Take the internet, robots, self-driving cars, weather detecting radar that we use, right? Genetic tracing, MRI, baby formula. Who would think, right? GPS. Did you know that the Digital Library Initiative later became Google? And that was funded by the National Science Foundation. Touchscreens. I mean, I can go on and on, right? There's so many things that we incorporate in our daily lives, and it started as an innovation that was made possible by government funding. Then it was then later commercialized for broader use. So, we also engage with government in kind of defining life moments when we're born, when we travel abroad, when we start a business, if we need help, after a disaster, when someone dies. So the role of government at all levels, federal, state, and local, is undeniable. And I think, despite what people may feel about politics and their around that, the business of government, the ways in which government runs things and keeps things moving forward, it requires a partnership with industry. And so that's where our role comes in, is really helping companies and organizations tell that story about how they're helping government advance their mission, and in turn, really delivering on the promise to the American people.
Right, right. Well, you made a lot of great points there. I'll point out quickly that I guess one thing about representing a government client or agency is that there's usually a little spotlight shining on them too. So that makes a little more important to keep their reputation intact and easier to spot those slip ups. And I'm glad also that you mentioned that the up and coming PR people should pay attention to that, because I don't think this government reputation issue is going to go away anytime soon. It doesn't look like. So great. Thank you. Thank you, Ewan. A lot of great points there. Now at Sage Communications, you pride yourself on extensive internal learning opportunities for employees. So can you tell us about some of the initiatives the agency has in place to further those careers of staffers? And what impact do you think those kinds of initiatives have on workplace culture generally?
Yeah, so one of the things that we embrace at Sage is what we call Sage U, or Sage University. We define it as an all-learn, all-teach collaborative model that's focused on and sharing knowledge and techniques so that we can be better strategists, better storytellers, better consultants, designers, bridge builders, on behalf of our clients. And the ways in which we incorporate that mindset in our work is on an everyday basis, honestly, is infused in how we go about our work. So we do everything from knowledge shares on a weekly basis. At our weekly all hands meetings, we do Sage U Minutes, where folks take turns sharing something that they've learned to help improve our work. We have participation in internal training as well as external training as part of our performance plans. So it's really embedded in how we operate. And it's the expectation for all levels. We have stipends that people can use towards memberships, towards events, towards micro-credentials. We're not focused just internally. We regularly invite outside guests from our partner organizations, media organizations to come and speak with us as well. And we have a mentoring program. That's something that we have folks join as soon as they join the company, once they have a good sense of who folks are, and try to find a match, Sage U has been something that we've started from the very beginning, and it has grown extensively. It's taken various iterations, especially, with a couple of years back when COVID started, So it was more virtual, but we do everything from grammar breakfast to fireside chats to company-wide brown bag in meetings where we're sharing best practices and such. So yes, it's very much ingrained in how we work and how we operate our business, and then also how we work with our clients, because we want to make sure we're continually bringing new ideas in the work that we do for them and challenging ourselves and our clients as well.
That is fantastic. And those initiatives are all great. It's great to go to work for a place like that, feel welcomed and feel supported and everything. And I'm sure you get the most out of your people that way, if not just make them happier in general. That's great. All right. Thank you, Ewan. Now you're an advocate for women in the workplace. So what are some of the ways that you're actively involved in that initiative inside and or outside of your role at Sage?
Yes. So I do have to say that I have the great privilege of building on what others before me have put down in the way of overcoming barriers. I do a small part of what I can. I think there's many others out there who do so much more. And I'm constantly am humbled by the work that they do. These are brilliant and inspiring women in my community. But I do strive to be a mentor to other women at Sage and rising professionals in my network. I'm a mother of two. So obviously it's important for me to be a role model to my children. And I'm a troop leader for our daughter's Girl Scout troop. So certainly that puts the pressure to make sure that I'm setting a model for others. And then I try to reach others in my work as well. One of the things I really have enjoyed the last few years doing is putting the spotlight on women doing amazing work in the community on top of their daily jobs. There's a program called the March of Dimes Heroines in Washington. We've nominated several great women, some of them within our client base, as well as others in our community, and have them recognized as lifetime achievement winners or finalists. So we've been incredibly excited to have the honor to put the spotlight on those women as well. So I feel like there's not a limit to what you can do in helping others. I'm only where I am just because I've gotten help that from others as well in my network.
Right. That is very humble of you. And but nevertheless, every step forward is indeed a step. And I know my daughters appreciate women like yourself, when they are looking for mentors and leaders in general. So wonderful. All right, Ewan, thank you. Now, you also mentioned the importance of purpose. We all know that that's a very important issue now in the business world, purpose and mission-driven work within the PR industry. So what is the most impactful project you've been involved in to you personally, and why was it so?
Well, I've been at Sage for about 16 years now, a little more than 16 years, and I've had so many new first moments. And I've been involved in so many great projects. One right now that I'm working on that I'm especially excited about is we're working with the USDA, the National Agricultural Statistics Office, or NAS, and they're helping to get the word to farmers and ranchers right now and producers about the agricultural census. Before all this, I had no idea this existed, right? So it occurs every 5 years, and the data that is generated from this survey, this is like the most complete, largest count, of producers out there across the U.S. So essentially anyone producing or that could produce up to $1,000 worth of services, of products, essentially qualifies to be surveyed. And the data informs policy decisions that affect every facet of the agricultural world and beyond, but for every community. So we're employing a whole host of strategies, media relations, partner engagement, influence relations, social media, communications training, paid media. So there's we're essentially bringing forth the full strength of our agency to help the USDA with this effort. But it's been just incredibly rewarding and eye-opening to learn about such an important segment of our society. Richard, did you know that less than 2% of the population produces enough food to feed the whole American population?
I did not know that, but it doesn't sound too surprising, honestly.
And the average age of a farmer is 57.5. And it's actually getting slightly older, you know, over the years. So we certainly, there's a need to bring more farmers into that community. And, you know, there are 2 million farms out there. The majority of them are family farms. So, you know, I find this quite fascinating. I think it affects how, you know, our world, and it gives you just a deeper appreciation, you know, because the data also informs everything from what disaster recovery dollars, where they go when they're needed, and other decisions around, you know, where certain facilities are developed, whether it's schools or hospitals or whatever else, they build on data like this, like NAS data, to make those decisions.
I see. Wow, that's terrific. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing all that and everything else you shared today. I really admire your perspective and your outlook. So finally, how can people connect with you over at Sage?
Yeah, so I am available on Twitter as well as LinkedIn, and you know, they can also, you know, find ways to just reach out to me that way and add me to their network. I'd love to hear from folks, especially folks who are coming up in their career and like to get some advice on how they want to move forward or anything like that. I think anyone who's interested in considering the public sector market as an area of focus, you know, I have folks in my network all the time saying how they have open positions available and do I know someone? So obviously the need is there. I think it's even more urgent, you know, within the public sector market than other markets, just because of the work that's being done. So.
Wow. Okay. That's great. Wonderful. And you're all advised to get over there and check you out on social media and otherwise. So great. All right. Thank you. And that's all the time we have, everybody. And again, we've been chatting with Ewan Tron, Senior Vice President of PR Operations at Sage Communications. Thank you for joining us today, Ewan. A pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of PR Profiles, brought to you by Agility. Agility streamlines your media relations, making it easier and more efficient to find and research journalists, send your enticing pitches and must-cover stories, and report on your results. Discover why PR pros love Agility PR solutions and see what the platform can do for you by signing up for a free demo. You can visit agilitypr.com today to get started. Okay, thanks everybody for tuning in. Thanks again to you and Tron. I'm Richard Carafell with Agility PR Solutions, and we will see you on the next episode.